supporters of former President Mohamed Morsi, who was deposed by Egypt's army nearly a year ago, have staged demonstrations in Cairo and elsewhere around the country. The demonstrations are held amid renewed calls for action against the authorities appointed by former defense minister and army chief General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. The calls for fresh week-long rallies come as unofficial tallies of the 2014 presidential election show that Sisi is in the lead with 96% of the votes.
I didn't vote to anybody because I don't think that they suit Egypt. They don't have the qualifications to rule Egypt. In addition that Abdel Fattah el-Sisi already, for us, is convicted for killing some people.
Protesters also want the release of all political prisoners. It is estimated that at least 20,000 individuals have been arrested since July last year.
Our demands are legitimate and the security forces are killing the people for no reason. It's become a matter of dignity, and we will continue to fight for our freedom, whatever it takes.
Clashes broke out in several areas in Cairo, as well as other governorates, between anti-government demonstrators on one side and security forces along with pro-Sisi civilians on the other. Since Morsi's ouster, the military-installed government had launched a fierce crackdown on Islamic figures. Hundreds have been killed at the hands of security forces, and thousands of others are locked up behind bars. Tensions are expected to simmer as ex-army chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who played an instrumental role in ousting former President Morsi, is expected to be announced as the winner of this week's presidential election. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.